Okay, agenda item number four, discussion and possible action on retaining a firm to manage and administer Brazos River Authority, /457(b/401)A, plans by Monica Wheelis, Human Resource Manager.
It's really very difficult to follow such an exciting item.
I'll move this away. You can hear me without the mic, I think. This agenda item is to request authorization for the general manager to enter into contracts with a 457-401 administrative provider. ICMA has been our provider for our 457 plan for 20 years, and then when we froze the retirement plan in 2007, we shifted the 401 match over to ICMA, so they've been administering the 401 plans also for about 9 years. Over the last several years, we've been concerned about their fund performance in comparison to their benchmarks, and we've had several discussions with them about that. In addition to, we believe that their fees are higher than they probably should be. So about a year or so ago, they brought a new administrative services agreement to us, and they wanted us to enter into a 7-year agreement with them. However, we felt that their performance wasn't good enough, and since it's been so long since we've shopped this service, we thought we'd put out an RFP and see if we could get interest from other providers and maybe lower the fees that have better performance. We put out an RFP in March. We received the responses back, and we have a consultant that's reviewing them at this time. We received 5 responses back, and the consultant will bring probably 3 providers back for us to do an interview and see a presentation on their products, and then we anticipate making a decision about mid-May. So what we're asking for is authorization for Phil Ford to enter into whatever contracts and agreements and adopting a plan documents that he needs to do when we select the new provider. Are there any questions? I'll show you that.
Okay. Read your resolution, please.
All right. Whereas, effective as of October 16, 1995, the Board of Directors authorized the establishment of a 457 deferred compensation plan for the employees of the Brazos River Authority to be administered by the International City Managers Association, ICMA. Whereas, effective as of July 16, 2007, the Board of Directors authorized ICMA to manage the administration of all future 401A matching contributions. Whereas, effective as of July 30th, 2007, the Board of Directors authorized the General Manager, CEO, to direct ICMA to invest the Brazos River Authority's non-vested matching contributions into a balanced fund that is substantially consistent with the asset allocation strategy of the retirement plan of employees for employees of the Brazos River Authority, and whereas it is prudent to explore benefit provider options and, when necessary, transition plan administrative functions to ensure the Brazos River Authority, to ensure the Brazos River Authority is providing employees with high-quality, well-managed benefits. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute any and all documents necessary to continue the operation of the 457 Deferred Compensation Plan and the 401 Matching Contribution Plans. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to direct the investment of the Brazos River Authority's non-vested 401 matching contributions into the plan's money market fund.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Motion to adopt, Talis. Whoop. All right.
Our Life Retirement Committee, we have to do the training.
You know, does this fit with that, meaning the responsibilities of the retirement committee along with giving Chairman Ford the ability, I'm just worried about, since I haven't done that training yet.
Correct. This is pulled out of the retirement committee right. When we froze the plan. This DC portion, the 401, was pulled out, so it's no longer under the purview of the retirement committee.
Okay.
And what we will do is there's new regulations coming out for investment advisors, and so we will have the fiduciary responsibilities put forth on the new regulations. I think you're probably familiar
right.
that have coming out. We'll put those on the responsibility of the provider that, you know, the administrator that we bring in.
And then second question, the consultant that we used,
mm-hmm.
who is he? And
it's through IPS. We used IPS for the insurance consulting, and they
mm-hmm.
also have a retirement branch.
Okay.
And we knew that we were looking at doing this, so when we contracted for the insurance, we put in a provision that, hey, we may need some assistance with the 457 in the future.
Okay.
And so he's reviewing that with his team.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Richard, second. Who you got there?
Rusty.
Rusty. Flip Rusty polls.
Oh.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.